Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunish Vasami Yakushom Levas Yitzchok. We're holding Bobaso Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says that there's a problem to teach a Talmud, a child, something wrong. Once you teach a mistake, it's very hard to take it out. And the Gemara brings a story with Yoav Sar Tzava. He was the general of David HaMelech, and he was fighting Edom. And he killed the males of Edom, only the Zecharim. So David HaMelech asked him, why do you do that? He says in the Pasuk, Timche et Zachar Amalek, all the males of Amalek. So told him David HaMelech, that's not how you read it. You read it Timche et Zecher Amalek, not Timche et Zachar Amalek. So you have told him, they taught me Zachar. And David HaMelech then went to speak to the teacher of Yoav. So the Masho here asks two bombekashes on this maisa. Number one is, so Yoav made a mistake. He thought it was Zocher and not Zecher. But what about the rest of Am Yisrael? Why they didn't come and say, one sec, we have a mitzvah. Timche Zecher Amalek. And furthermore, don't we remember what just happened to Shaul HaMelech? Shaul was the king before David HaMelech. And he went to fight Amalek. And he killed all the men and not the women. And that's when Shmuel and Novi came to Shaul HaMelech and told him that he lost the kingdom. He lost being a melech of Am Yisrael because of this Aveiro. That he killed only the Zecharim, not the Nekevis. So how can you make that the same mistake just a few years later? So the Masha says, Sabshah's like this. It doesn't say that Yoav went to fight Amalek. He was not fighting Amalek, he was fighting Edom. Edom is Esav. There's many families in the Ummah of Esav, and not Amalek. When do we learn Timche Zecher Amalek after you rid of all the Zecharim and Nekevis and everybody? Only by Amalek, not by Edom. He says only lost in Lavoi is going to be, is we have the Pasuk, V'lo Yesorid Lebeis Esav. But it's not going to happen now. It's not happening in this generation. We have no mitzvah to kill everybody by Esav. So that's the pshat that Am Yisrael did not have any reason to kill more than the men, and even the men didn't have to kill everyone. Yoav Saratsova decided to kill all the men. So David HaMelech asks Yoav, what is your source? Why did you decide to kill by Edom the men? What's Pshat? So he says, I learned from Amalek. The same by Amalek, it says, Timche Zocher Amalek. Even by Amalek, it's only the male, not the female. So Kol Sheken, by Mechemes HaRishus, against Edom, I'm not going to kill a female. Kol Sheken from Amalek. That's what the Maharsho explains the Mahalach of the Sugya. There's still what's kosher the Maharsho is still why Yoav did not know he made a mistake from the story of Shaul. Doesn't explain it. He just explains why Am Yisrael did not come and kill everybody else because right now there was no mitzvah of Michias Amalek. But why Yoav learned from Amalek when he knew the story of Shaul? So the Ben Yoav discusses it. He brings an answer to the name of the Chidol. That Amalek in the time of Shaul, they were using kishuv, using sorcery, in order to turn from human beings to animals. And that's why there was a taina on him, because they tried to trick Am Yisrael. So therefore, he should have killed all of them. I mean, in general, you don't have to kill the woman as well, you have to kill only the men. But says the Ben Yoyodo, I think the pshat is much more pashut. Because by Shaul HaMelech, what Shmuel told Shaul was a very clear message from Hashem. Not because of the pasuk of Timche Zecher Amalek. It's probably based on that. But what he said was a clear instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he told him, V'imato mi'ish v'ad yoynik mishor atzeh migomol v'ad chamor. It was a clear direction that Shmuel gave Shaul what to do. So Yoav looked back and said, oh, the reason Shaul was punished because he didn't follow the clear instructions of Shmuel. But the pasuk says Timche Zocher Amalek. So according to this, everything is Gishmak. Use the Maharsho that in this case it was an Amalek. And that's why Am Yisrael did not come and demand to kill everyone. And Yoav's Cheshbon was that Shaul justified the instructions of Shmuel, and that's why he was punished. We'll just conclude what's brought down in the Sefer Saras Elio, which is Divrei Torah, the name of the Vilna Gaon. And he brings there in the name of Chaim Volozhiner, who's a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and in the Sefer Parides Yosef, mentions this in the name of the Gaon as well. And that's what it says specifically by Mechias Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, K'soiv zoi zikaron v'sefer, v'sim bo'izne Yehoshua. Write in the sefer M'chias HaMolek, and put it in the ears of Yehoshua. So he says, why have to put it in the ears of Yehoshua? What's the tesefus? What's the addition of zikaron v'sefer? So based on our Gemara, is very clear. Because it's not enough to write in the sefer, because there you can read Timche Zachar HaMolek. How do I know it's Timche Zachar HaMolek? Because you need to know how to read it. That's Sim Be'ozni Yeshua, put in the ears of Yeshua, if he should know how to read the words of the Torah. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.